Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
An Erios production.
The Big Ones!
Hi, everyone, and welcome to
The Big Ones!
This is a special episode this week, each week.
Oh, my God.
Is this my...
We're not going to do the full intro because...
Oh, I didn't know.
Well, we've been on hiatus, as everyone knows, but we're coming back at you just with a little treat here because, well, one, we missed you, and two, we wanted to take a little opportunity to plug something else we thought you might be interested in. But before we get to that, we should just let everyone know that Maria is lying down horizontally, and I know she usually does sound half asleep on this podcast, but this time she actually is.
I'm more fun when I'm lying down.
Hey, I can't speak to that, but anyway, we have with us today a special guest, and it's Rebecca Delgado Smith.
Hi, everyone.
If this was radio, like morning radio, we'd have a cowbell right then, you know, and there'd be a thing that went like woo 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 woo. When we said your name,
I would love that.
Oh, that would be good.
Yeah, I think that should be my theme song. Like whenever I walk into a room, you know, people daydream about, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Do 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 do. Mine would be wee wee wee. She's here.
The alarmist. That'd be perfect. So you all know Rebecca because, well, A, she's a writer and an actor, but also she has been on The Big Ones before. As I think you've been on only once, Rebecca, or have you been on twice?
Twice.
Okay.
There was one time I had to decide if I'd eat you.
Yes, right.
And there was another time we were on another deserted island.
You had to. There were three of us, and only one could survive. So I believe we did some sort of Olympic games, and somehow you were the judge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And people died. Regardless, people die.
People seem to always die when you're around. Is this some sort of trend? And of course, Rebecca is also the host of a Erios podcast called The Alarmist. Why don't you tell us? I know we've talked about it before, but whatever. Just tell us again.
Wait, Amanda, you don't know what it is? Don't you produce it?
I produce it and I'm on it and like I edit it, but honestly, I'm not sure.
She could use a refresher, let's be honest. So The Alarmist is a comedy history podcast, and we take different disasters from history, tragedies, and we kind of dissect them and figure out who's to blame. That's, you know, what we're in the game of blame.
The blame game.
The blame game.
Yes, the game of blame.
Thanks, Maria.
She's like an echo.
Yeah. She is like that's the laziest way to podcast, is to just repeat what people say, but like in a sing-songy.
Repeat what people say in a sing-songy way.
Oh, no. I think a lot of Big Ones listeners do listen to The Alarmist, but for those of you who don't, we've done some fun episodes recently. One of my favorites was we did an episode on Cats the Movie, Who's to Blame for Cats the Movie, with guest Matt Gourley. We also recently did an episode on the Halifax Explosion, which is a lesser-known Canadian disaster about this big ship back during World War One times that had all this ammunition on it, and it exploded in the Halifax Harbor and essentially was this huge nuclear bomb, and it was the worst nuclear bomb until Hiroshima.
Fender bender gone wrong, baby.
Yeah.
That's what that was.
And then we just did an episode on the eruption of Mount Vesuvius. But we're coming here today to tell you that we're doing a live show, a virtual live show this Friday at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And it's going to be really fun. So we wanted to make sure our Big Ones listeners got the information.
I'm so excited about doing this, Amanda, because we're going to be covering Prohibition. And not just that, but our listeners are going to be able to have an opportunity to chime in and, you know, suggest things to put up on the board in real time. It's so screaming at your phone.
I know. And no more angry emails after the fact telling us why we got it wrong. We'll be able to get that feedback.
Yeah, live. Angry live.
That's right, Maria. And the best part about this whole spiel is you can watch us talk about who's to blame for Prohibition from your own couch at home.
And you could have a cocktail while you do it and thank your lucky stars that it's not illegal.
That's right, baby. And also, the tickets are pay what you can. So, I mean, that's anywhere from $0 to, like, probably I'd say maybe we'll get one $50 donation.
I was going to shoot for $1 million, but sure.
Ooh. There could be $1 million donation. I don't see why someone couldn't empty their little pockets out.
That's right. We must have some rich listeners, right?
It would
millionaire
be
listeners.
Well, there's all those billionaires in the world now.
And they must be listening to podcasts.
They've got to do something with their time.
They listen to, like, wait, don't tell me that stuff, though.
That kind of stuff. I think they listen to the other big one, the one without the S on the end about the earthquake.
Yeah.
Losers.
But anyway, you go to...
They stuff their little pockets with all their money, just in case. Uh-oh.
That's right.
I lost you.
That's right, Rebecca.
I don't know how you responded, but hopefully that went down well.
Did we freeze? Freezing is like the best thing about Zoom, because if someone says something you just don't want to respond to, you just freeze. And then you come back in
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I froze. And look, now Rebecca's frozen.
Okay, now I'm back.
But anyway, so you can get tickets to reserve your spot to this event by going to houseseats.live. And we will put the link in this bio. And obviously, it's all over our social medias. So just check it out.
I have it tattooed all over on my face.
Yeah, we'll put a screenshot up of this and you'll see Rebecca has a full facial tattoo. Oh, and I should mention, too, that the guest is going to be Matt Gourley. And I know everyone loves Matt Gourley.
So you guys... are you ready to do a little big one just to dip our toes into the little big one factory?
I'm ready.
Ready and able.
Here's one that you're going to love. Here is one I thought of that will fill a couple minutes of airtime. You find a genie and he will grant any wish that can be fulfilled for one person, so no world peace. The catch is that whatever you wish for will happen for a totally random person, not you. It could be your best friend or it could be your Vladimir Putin. What do you wish for? Big ones for life, Mitch.
I like this one. I actually think it can fill more than a few minutes. I think we could probably go 15.
Well, I'd like it to not.
Okay, no. I know. You got to go back to bed. You got to flip over onto your other side, the big event for today.
So, I mean, this is an interesting question because it's asking you, do you want to help the good or do you want to punish the bad?
I see. That's why they mentioned Vladimir Putin. I thought it was like Vladimir Putin gets to meet Mickey Mouse.
Amanda, he's already met him.
Well, this is interesting because it's so normally when we talk about wishes, we're talking about our own wishes. But this is actually a really beautiful hypothetical to go into. Like, what off the bat is anyone have something they'd want to bestow on someone or something horrible to bestow on an enemy?
This is a tough one.
I mean, I know what I would do, but it's like everyone I feel like is going to say this in our circles.
Really? What? I have no idea.
I would grant a wish to my Daddy Joe Biden, that he fulfills.
You're not allowed to say who it's for.
What?
Yeah, I think that's part of it.
You can't say who it's for?
No, because it could happen to Putin, or it could happen to Biden, or it could happen to Matt.
Wait, I'm sorry, you don't
get to say who it's for. It's just the wish goes out to one person. However, what you wish for will happen for a totally random person, not you.
Oh.
So if you wish for someone to have $1 million and that person is a dickhead that gets it, then you've basically caused the people around them to have to deal with a rich dickhead.
Oh yeah, then I guess this will only take a few minutes to talk about.
What were you gonna give your Biden?
The presidency.
Oh yeah,
well that wouldn't have been fair, Amanda. That's cheating.
I know, but I think it'd be worth it.
But see, what you're doing now, Amanda, is you would have given someone the presidency and that could have gone to anybody.
To be honest, so I'll really take that chance. It can't be
that's
worse.
Irresponsible.
It can't be worse.
Oh, it can't? Ever heard of a little someone called Mickey Mouse?
Okay. Oh my God, it'd be better. It'd be so much better. He runs the kingdom already.
He's got experience. That's right.
That's a monarchy, bitch.
Yeah, I guess it is a monarchy, but he's got Pluto and friends.
Yeah, it's the monarchy, but Mickey's the prime minister.
Who's the queen?
Well, it depends on which country you're in, but in America, it's Aurora and Prince Philip.
Are they American?
No, but they are castles in Disneyland.
I thought that was Cinderella's castle.
No, that's Florida.
Oh, so here it's Sleeping Beauty's castle.
Yeah, this is Sleeping Beauty's castle. And I believe also Paris is the Sleeping Beauty castle. And Florida is, I think, Cinderella's castle.
Yes, I can confirm that.
Which one's
that.
Nicer? Which one's got more...
Well, that's a loaded question.
Yeah. I mean, I think actually one of the most beautiful castles is the Paris castle.
Versailles?
No. Princess Aurora's Disney World Castle. But honestly, I think... Okay, so I guess I would just like give... If I had to give a gift out into the ether and I didn't know where it was going to land, I wouldn't give like money or anything. I guess I would give something like... can you do like inner peace or...
Well, that's thoughtful.
Like,
yeah, do that. That's the best thing. Like, give someone inner peace.
Just one person. I was going to say I would give them a masseuse to follow them around.
No. What if it goes to like a six-year-old?
Oh, well, they'll have nice loose muscles for their all of their sports.
This is dangerous. I'm not giving anything.
Really?
I'm telling that genie to get out of here. And I'm saying, you're the devil. You're Satan in disguise. You sick, sick, sick genie.
Well, what about giving...
It's not right.
What about giving someone just a really delicious, like, sandwich?
Amanda, they could be gluten intolerant.
That's, yeah, that would be cruel.
Oh, no. I think the only safe thing is just, like, inner peace. Or you could do, like, what about, like, a flattering haircut?
That's nice. What about a good night's sleep?
Yes.
Yes, that's so good.
But Rebecca, I don't know, yes. Rebecca, what if they drive the night train?
That would be bad. I hope a truck driver doesn't get my wish.
Well, I guess you'd have to put something in it like a safe night's rest at home.
A safe night's rest at home, yeah.
But then what if someone's murdered outside and they could have heard the screams? But they were in such a deep sleep that they couldn't.
That's problematic.
What about like a great ballpoint pen?
What if he has no arms?
He can re-gift.
I guess. Is that what we're going to end with? What about... Yeah. That's what we're going to come to? What about like a nice vacation, a solo trip? Everyone could use a nice solo trip.
Life is full of what ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think giving someone, yeah, something that's re-giftable for sure. You know, if it is a trip, you know, something that can be transferable.
Oh,
or if it is a car.
I know what everybody loves. You never are mad about this.
What?
A Starbucks gift card.
All right. Yeah, I guess that's the best thing to do.
Because even if you don't like supporting chains, there's always that one time when you're on a road trip and you're going to end up at a Starbucks.
And they don't, you know, they sell CDs and stuff too. So if you don't like coffee, they've got, you know, a cool coffee house CD. They've got mugs. You could buy a bag of coffee for an aunt.
And if you're hungry, they also have sandwiches and egg bites.
Oh, the sous vide egg bites. I mean, that's great for the gluten intolerant person.
What's an egg bite?
Oh, my God. It's the best thing in Starbucks, Maria.
What is it?
It's a sous vide egg bite. Like, imagine taking an omelet and just kind of squishing it in your hand until it becomes a little round ball.
Ew!
Just imagine that.
Oh, my God.
That's an egg bite.
How big is it?
Like the size of your palm. Maybe smaller.
A little smaller. And it's kind of the size of a large mochi.
And what does it come in? Does it come in like a paper?
A cupcake wrapper, essentially.
Ew. I hate that. What is it called? An egg bite?
A sous vide egg bite. They make them. Oh, I don't know how Starbucks does it, but they're sous vide.
Woman dies from Starbucks sous vide.
No.
Egg
no. Liar. Yes, liar. Pants on fire.
Yes, it is. And it has a photo of her choking on it.
No, it does not. So this is you trying to poke holes in us giving a Starbucks gift card.
What about?
Okay, you know what's good, and you know they have it at that Trails Cafe in Griffith Park, are those eggs in a basket.
Explain yourself.
Have those?
No.
It's like an egg, in like a basket. It's like, it's really good. It's got like pesto. It's like in a little muffin thing. Egg in a basket.
You're not really making sense.
Okay, it's like in a bread. It's like in bread, but it's egg in a bread.
Are you talking about egg in a hole? Where you kind of put the egg in a hole and...
Yes. Okay, it's called in the Trails Cafe, the egg in a basket from the Trails Cafe.
But it's egg in a hole.
No, it's egg in a basket.
What's the basket?
I'll tell you how they make it. It's sliced bread with butter, eggs, pesto, and basically you fit each bread circle inside a muffin cup, molding bread to make a basket, and then you brush it with butter, put some pesto in it, and then crack an egg into it.
Okay, yeah, I mean, I've never heard of that, but I have heard of the thing where you fold the bread in half, you take a bite out of the middle, and then there's a perfect hole in it, and then you fry the egg in the hole.
Yeah.
I'm going to just send you guys a picture so that you know what I'm talking about. It's in the chat. You could click on it if you want.
Let's see. Okay. I mean, that does sound good. I love
it. It's really good.
Egg and bread, you can't really go wrong.
And pesto.
Oh, God, this does look good. Interesting. Yeah. Sliced bread.
It just sent me to Griffith Park.
Scroll down.
Yeah, oh, I see.
The bottom. Scroll to the bottom.
Yeah, it's like a quiche.
Really nice treat. Well,
it's like a hard boiled egg almost. So I don't know.
You guys don't know what you're talking about. You know, you take an afternoon or a morning. You go on a little hike and you go down to Trails and you get yourself an egg in a basket. But you better get there early because they'll be gone.
Oh, maybe in 2022 we'll all meet there for a hike and breakfast. Remember hikes when you'd go on hikes with friends?
People do that still.
Yeah, I guess you can.
I guess
it's not as fun.
It's just like nerve wracking now. You've got to stay at a distance. You got to wear a mask the whole time. There's other people there.
Yeah.
Afterward, you ask yourself on the drive home, what have I done? What have I done?
Do I have COVID? Yeah. Schedule an appointment.
Yeah. Get tested. You're positive. You got to sit down, take a whole day, make a lot of phone calls.
But at least you got your egg in a basket.
I guess.
Okay. Well, I think we honestly solved that riddle that the Starbucks gift card is truly the only... The only other thing would be like an Amazon gift card.
That's good. Yeah. I was going to say also like maybe tickets to Book of Mormon or something. Like a good... a musical that you, you know, I guess if you were a Mormon, you want might get offended.
No, but I think that's...
Quarters.
Oh, Everyone rolls of quarters. Yeah, actually, yeah. I think that's kind of a good one. But honestly, just like a pile of cash, like how could that go wrong? But I guess it's like
wrong hands. You know, I like the Starbucks gift card because it's controlled.
Yes.
And even if it goes in the hands of a psycho, they can only use it in Starbucks.
Yeah.
Like if Vladimir Putin just got a Starbucks or Joe Biden.
Either of them could use caffeine.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think you give someone, you keep it controlled and you're golden.
Keep it controlled. That's right.
The other thing I could think of is a donation in their name to like, I don't know. Polar bears. That's great. Yeah, I think that you really can't go wrong. Like Vladimir Putin gave, you know, $25 million to stop global warming.
That might make him angry though that he was did something someone did that in his name. I know what you could get someone. You guys, I have found the perfect thing.
What?
You give them a star named after them.
The Vladimir. Look, there's the Vladimir.
That's a bummer if like, you know, one of your what if it's just a personal enemy of yours? And then all of a sudden they're glorified on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
No, not that kind of star, Rebecca. Stars in the sky.
Are you serious, Rebecca? Did you really?
Why would I? Why?
What an LA baby.
You are an LA baby.
When you say a star, Rebecca thinks of the Hollywood Walk and Walk of Fame. You say you have Vladimir Putin.
That's why I was like, "Oh, do you really want to give Vladimir Putin a star?"
That's really funny.
Well, guys, one more time, where can people watch this wonderful live event happening this Friday at 5 p.m. Pacific time?
Houseseats.live.
See you there.
Maybe you can, but honestly, if you pay less than $5, then I'm not even going to say, I just want you to sit in that.
Well, I'll just say that $5 is the sort of minimum recommended donation, and listen, ad sales have dipped because of COVID. And so this show supports the podcast and by proxy supports the big ones.
That's right.
Yes.
Because the big ones has leached on to the alarmist.
Leached on.
What were you going to say, Maria?
I don't know. I'm just saying about Starbucks now. I want my egg basket.
Aw, you should try these sous vide. Egg bites.
Yeah, try to crawl over to Starbucks. Drag yourself out over to Starbucks.
Drag yourself over to Starbucks to try one of our new egg bites.
I don't. Does Craig have like a little wagon or something you can sit in? He'll pull you over there.
He's called a car.
Well, the modern wagon.
Great. Then use the car. I don't know what the problem is.
All right, guys, well, this has been a wonderful mini-sode with laughter, love, and what's another L word?
Love, laugh, live, bitch.
Linger.
Linger, and we're lingering on. Well, Rebecca, thanks for coming on. You guys can catch The Alarmist on the Erios Network. What's this week's episode, you guys, before the Prohibition one? What came out?
We're cooking up the Iranian hostage crisis.
Oh, yo.
That's right.
All right, guys.
Thanks for so listening to
The Big Ones.
Erios.
Powered by Acast.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.